Welcome to Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo.
Welcome. Yeah, it's good to be on the air. I'm DJ Time Cop.
I'm Airbud.
And we aren't quite certain if DJ The Bean is gonna be in the studio today. He might be here. He might not. Might just be us two. But it's gonna be a great show today. Unfortunately, Mr. Ruffalo couldn't make it either.
He's bombing down some hills
in
Northern California on his longboard. Just kind of taking a little vacation for himself. He has a filmer out there, like 8 or 9 GoPros.
Yeah, so you can do those like those crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
You line them all up.
Yeah, I've seen the X Games.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo's training.
He's training.
For the X Games. They're adding longboarding this year. And Mark Ruffalo is going to get the debut gold. Launch him into the A list of action sports. The A is for action sports.
That first song was Bedhead by J-Som. Off Everybody Works. Good song.
Yeah, really good.
Great song. Love J-Som. And the next song is from Time Cop.
Yeah, well, it's not from. It's by Trace Mountains.
Delivered to us. Can you tell us a little bit about Trace Mountains?
It's, what's his name? Dave something. He's the dude from Level Up.
Which dude? Describe how different he is from the other three white men in that band. What are his distinctive features? They all look the same.
He's the one that sounds a little, he's the one with the most inflection. Actually, no, he's the one with the second most inflection.
Yeah.
I would love Level Up, but there's the really monotone dude, then there's Mike, who, like, sings, like, kind of more...
Mike Caridi.
Yeah, he's, like, the yelly sing guy.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the middle range guy.
Yeah.
That's him. Dave something.
Dave something from Level Up has a solo project called Trace Mountains.
Yeah.
And he just released an EP...
Well, so this is from, like, 2016, but it was just put on, so it's been on Bandcamp for a while, it's just, it's now on Spotify, which is cool.
And we're gonna play it.
Yeah.
It's called
Buttery Sprouts. And it's about Brussels sprouts.
Finally standing still, where I'd always hoped to be, but never could. the thump from deep within and move my body as I do too often. In my apartment, cooking Brussels sprouts, that buttery delight, where a dark sky fills the night. My shape deflates its size, there's a lava flow inside, and I'm scared to go outside.
Learning to cook can be fun, or at least until the dishes are done.
I wanna eat something alright, have a heart attack tonight. I'm watching my weight, somehow messing with fate. I'm aiming to clog every artery by age 28. And in my evil dreams, there's a lady singing, come back to me. My friends will all be free.
Sprouts
by Trace Mountains.
Yeah.
I like that song. That was the first time I had heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you might have played it for me before.
Possibly, yeah. It's a good one. I'm a fan. Bring the Mountain to Me is another good one on that album.
Mm-hmm.
I Am Extra Natural. There's an early version of that of the Level Up song on there, which is kind of cool. Or a more demo-y version.
Mm-hmm. So I was just looking on my Spotify, kind of browsing, and I clicked on my artists,
mm-hmm.
and when they're sorted by name, the first band that comes up is this band called 3MF, and I was like, just remembering that 3MF is this band that existed in the greater Boston area, suburban Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And I played a couple shows with them when I was in bands in high school. I was in two bands in high school, and we kind of played all these like shows around where we would like meet other kind of bands that were doing the same thing as us, and we're just kind of like kids playing rock music.
Yeah.
And one of them was named 3MF, and their big thing was that they had a saxophone player. And no, none of the other bands had saxophone players.
Yeah.
And I remember them being, like, good enough where we left the show that we played with them, and, like, I saved their songs on Spotify. And they were like, we have songs on Spotify. And I, like, went to my phone and was like, save. Two songs. One's called Jack and Jill. And I remember that one's distinctly about Jack and Jill, and I think the only lyrics are, like, the song is, like, Jack and Jill go up the hill to fetch a pail of water. You know, like...
Yeah, like the...
like, there's no lyrical content to that song.
No copyright issues. It's all public domain.
But the second song is called Garden of Love.
Whoa.
And I'm going to play it.
Take me there.
This is the Garden of Love by 3MF. Oh, that's sad.
Thank you.
That was Jam Knock by Brian McKnight.
Yeah. Preceded by Garden of Love. And, yeah.
I thought that was pretty good, 3MF.
Yeah, 3MF was... 3MF was, like, really well recorded and well mixed. We were talking about that while we were listening to it. Like,
it was very saxophone forward.
Well, yeah. You gotta push what... You gotta push what makes you special.
Yeah.
And then the Brian McKnight song, of course. I love how it samples New Shoes' song, I Can't Wait, which is like the silliest 80s synth song that has that like
vocal. I'll play it.
Yeah, play a little bit of it. And it just improves on the song so much.
So this is like the backtrack to the Brian McKnight song?
Yeah.
Without this high part. You guys know the riff.
It was just like the first time I heard that song, I was like, oh my god, this is like total. This is sounding like something that I like recognize, but I can't figure it out. And then when I finally arrived at that, it just kind of killed me. That's off of the album Anytime, which is coincidentally the most appropriate time to play the album Anytime.
Because it's clean?
Yeah.
Well, you can play it anytime on the radio.
And it's also amazing.
So you can just, anytime you want to listen to it.
Yeah. What do we have up next?
I have, I was just thinking about this show I saw. bless you.
Sorry.
A couple months ago at the Crafts House, Adult Mom came to Tufts after they had a tour with Pine Grove that got canceled, so they kind of did a house tour. And it was the same night as your Beats show, which is why you weren't there. And why it wasn't at your Beats show. Sorry about that. Okay. Shout out to Beats. They have great shows. Coming up on 420. But one of my favorite parts of the Adult Mom show was when they covered a Lord song. Those are... It's two artists I like.
Yeah. Wait, was that like special for the crowd?
They have it on YouTube, which is incidentally what the song I'm about to play is. But it's not on Spotify. It's not on a record. And shout out to Grace, who also saw this Adult Mom show like 3 days afterwards.
Yeah.
Adult Mom like went basically straight from Medford, did like two other shows, and then to Williamsburg, Virginia.
Nice.
So that's cool. That's cool. And I bet they played this song at William & Mary as well.
Yeah.
So shout out. This is Hard Feelings, Lord cover by Adult Mom. Enjoy.
It's not, I promise. That's not, this is gonna put me over the edge. Cause could you be tender? And I'll sit close to you. Give it a minute before we admit that we're through. I guess this is the winter. Our bodies are young and blue. I'm at Jungle City. It's late and this song is for you. Cause I remember the rush when forever was us. Before all of the winds of regret and mistrust. Now we sit in your car and our love is a ghost. Well, I guess I should go. Yeah, I guess I should go. High-feelings of a life. When the sweet words and fevers all leave us right here in the cold. Was my home. used to care about you. These days we kiss and we keep busy. The waves come after midnight. I call from underwater. Why even try to get right when you've outgrown a lover? The whole world knows but you. It's time to let go of this endless summer afternoon.
Woe is right.
Yeah, that was so good. That was really, really good.
Turns out they actually opened the Williamsburg show with this song.
Oh, oh wow.
What a start.
That also in the video, that was very like, yeah, it was very moving.
Yeah, so we were watching that on YouTube, which was a live performance of her at Philomoka.
Yep.
Which is Philadelphia.
Yeah,
Noah's home city.
Mausoleum of Contemporary Art.
Cool. Not the museum.
That's the mausoleum.
Like sometimes, you know how at shows they'll have like something projected on the wall behind the artist? At this show, they had like a muted episode of Grey's Anatomy, which if you follow Adult Mom's Twitter, you know that they love Grey's Anatomy. Love is the right word. And it was kind of intense to watch on YouTube.
But it was a really, really good rendition.
Yeah.
It was
really powerful kind of moment in Grey's Anatomy where like there was like someone, I don't know, some like serious medical issue going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm kind of rattled. And Noah has another YouTube video for us.
So this is a song that I haven't seen live because I've never seen Namdi Okwanaya like live. But definitely on my bucket list. He's a very talented musician from Chicago, and he literally plays like plays drums in like some like a, I don't know, he plays probably like 13 bands. He plays like drums, bass, guitar. This one he's playing guitar and singing.
What's it called?
It's called Art School Crush.
Art School Crush.
And it's performed at Young Camelot.
Enjoy. Yeah.
on up to your dorm so I can tell you all about just how you make my heart warm. Every time I sit around, I smile as you're alive. Maybe I'll get into art forms, the things you give a shit about, and run up to your dorm so I can tell you all about just how you make my heart warm. Every time I sit around, I smile as you're alive. But you're too busy reading thoughts upon the interwebs, editing your scene and smoking cigarettes. You can keep pretending that you never think of me, but that's just a lie. Maybe I'll get into art forms and things you give a shit about, and run on up to your dorm so I can tell you all about just how you make my heart warm. Every time I sit around, I smile to your
God.
Yeah.
He's still going. Wow. That's a really intense YouTube video to watch if you at all felt like you didn't really like how they did that crazy instrumental thing all the way throughout the end.
Yeah.
I understand how that might be hard to listen to if you weren't watching the video, but I would recommend watching the video.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
They really give it their a lot.
Yeah, you can tell there's passion and talent in the room.
Yeah.
And the lights behind them are kind of strobing.
Yeah.
Like Christmas lights. I guess we're keeping with the YouTube theme.
Yeah.
This is another live version of Porches playing Count the Cash at SUNY Purchase, which is their alma mater.
Thank you.
almost like you were there.
Yeah.
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, that was Count the Cash. That's off of like Spooky Summer, Haunting Summer. It's like it's a Halloween-y word.
Yeah. Scary.
It's got a Porch's Bandcamp. And what album that the original is off of? Because I cannot for the life of me remember.
All right, what's your final guess?
Haunted Summer.
Haunted Summer.
Summer of Haunt.
Summer of Haunt. Can we confirm? Discography, more releases. Summer of 10.
Summer of 10.
Yeah. Summer of 10. Okay. Like summer of 2010.
Oh, really?
Well, it was produced in January. It was released in January 2011. So maybe it's probably the songs he wrote in the summer of 2010.
I thought that it was like a spooky word.
Did you listen to it on Halloween or something? Were you like really spooked out?
I might have listened to it on Halloween, but I also, in my mind,
okay,
the
well,
synths from Count the Cash sound kind of like Halloween like synths.
That's true. And on the record, there's a song, the third song is called Pumpkin Devotion. That's spooky. That is spooky.
That is kind of spooky.
You cannot deny the association with Halloween.
Yeah.
That was Porch's first ever record EP on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
So it's written in the basement in December 2010, released January 26, 2011. That's what started it all. Porch's just came out with a new album. He has gone through some really interesting songwriting phases.
Yes.
I think it's kind of fascinating to like have three such different records, from Slow Dance in the Cosmos to Pool to The House.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they show a really interesting progression.
They're definitely I feel like I see the progression through them. They're definitely very
Maybe we can take our listeners on a tour of Porch's and play like 30 seconds from like a good song on all three of those records, so you guys can see. It's just a thought I'm having for anyone out there who likes to talk about this kind of thing. Yeah, you don't... if you don't know Porch's...
Oh, yeah. We play, like, Townie Blunt Guts.
What's that?
It's off a split with a Level Up that they did. It's no longer on Spotify.
So that would be our stage one?
Yeah. I would say that's, okay. That's very, like... That's, like, the... It's much closer to... like Slow Dance in the Cosmos. It's like a lot like rockier, I guess.
Okay, so this is Porch's Townie Blunt Guts off their split with Level Up. That is such a good song.
Yeah, it's a really... That's off of a split. That's like... We were talking...
Yeah. And they, it's a split with Level Up, where they both have two songs on a 7-inch record.
Yep.
And it came out our sophomore, maybe the end of our freshman year of college.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, yeah. Actually, ooh, whoa. It came out in 2013.
Oh, wow.
Way before. But we got into it at the end of our freshman year of college. We were late.
Correct.
And it's what personally got me when we played Trace Mountains earlier, that's the solo project of someone from Level Up, who's the other band on this record, and it got me into both of those bands. This split. Yeah. Good stuff.
There's a song called Across the Sea that Level Up plays that's really, really, also really great.
Okay, so that was Porches Phase 1.
It's Chapter 1 of Porches. Yeah.
We're going to turn the page into Chapter 2 with Slow Dance in the Cosmos, the album that came out not too far after that split. Slightly different sound. We'll let you guys hear it first, and then we'll talk about it. This is the first song off the record called Heads Giving. Heads Giving by Porches. Really, really good song. Really easily gets stuck in your head. And something that we noticed that's distinctive is the guitar riffs in both of those songs. And like emphasis on kind of a guitar heavy sound. I think we'll find is something that changes when we move to our next song.
You can see that in Slow Dance in the Cosmos with some other songs that are like a lot more synth heavy.
Mm-hmm.
That he does like
that's true
intimate and like let's feel it again like there's like the intro of like Franklin the Flirt
mm-hmm. stuff like that. So he's getting into the synthy stuff.
He like starts to get into the kind of like synth poppy at least on those records
and we should note that it was around this phase that he came to Tufts and performed a show with Ghosts or two members of Ghosts.
In pair.
For those of our listeners who are not familiar with Ghosts, that was me, Airbud, and him, DJ Time Cop, and our friend Bert Macklin, FBI, in a band freshman year. And when Porches came, I was leaving that weekend. So just Time Cop and Bert played and opened for Porches. And you talked to Aaron Mayne, yes?
Yeah, it was like they were around.
So this next song is called Mood off of Pool, which is their second to most recent album.
To hear the good news, I just wait around.
was Mood by Porches. And that album is what they were playing when I saw them twice in the fall of 2016. In Edinburgh, no, in Glasgow, and then again in Amsterdam. I went on tour with Porches to Glasgow, and then I met up with them again in Amsterdam. They didn't know me either time.
We'll get them next time.
Yeah. But they were really good. When I saw them in Glasgow, like every single song, they asked the guy doing sound for something different in their monitors. Like up until they were about to play their last song.
Oh, wow.
And they did that thing that bands sometimes do where they're like, we could just walk off stage and have you cheer and we come back on and then we play the encore, but is it cool if we just play it now and then we go? And we were like, yeah, that's cool. And then they played it and then they didn't do an encore and they just like did it all in one chunk.
Cool.
It was great. But recently they came out with a new album called The House.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on it?
I like it. Yeah. I'm like, I definitely haven't done like much deep listening to it, but I've enjoyed what I've listened to. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very dance poppy.
Yeah.
In some ways. The only thing that Noah asked me not to play was Find Me, which is one of the singles off this album.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the purpose of a single. Like, why I didn't want to play it. But.
Yeah. We played it last week on our radio show, so frequent listeners will not have a problem.
Yeah.
But I'm going to play Any More off The House, which I think is the song that I'm thinking of. I only listened to it all the way through once. Here it is.
Yeah, let's go.
I close my eyes and
And that was
Anymore.
Anymore by Porches off of The House.
Yes, this concludes our Porches trip.
We hope you enjoyed it. And now we have a quick PSA. Oh, wow, this is some intense PSA music. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack a computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
If any of you guys want access to that instrumental, it's called High Energy Rock / Action / Sports Background Music Line Royalty Free.
Royalty free?
Yeah, it's royalty free. That's why I played it.
Nice.
We are not paying for that one, ladies and gentlemen. coming to the end of our showtime here in the studio.
How many listeners do we have right now?
Ooh, our listener base is strong. We have 10 listeners.
So
each and every one of you is important to us.
And
thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And this next song is by Moltrakens, and it's called Thank You from the Bottom of My Heart.
It's been great to be here.
Yeah.
We hope you stick around on WMFO in Medford, and just have a good Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Me for being me. tell you how I'm feeling. I think I gotta call my baby yo. I think I'm gonna call my baby yo.
Just watching doesn't work. But with the support and motivation of your sisters, you can work it out. Eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Just watch how your health will improve with the power of sisterhood. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and this station.
We'll be right back.